A Small Victory Against Pennsylvania Silencing Act by Shaka Boonam. Many people are now aware of Pennsylvania's infamous Silencing Act, enacted into law in response to Mumia Abu-Jamal's commencement address at Goddard College in Vermont. The Silencing Act authorizes Pennsylvania's Attorney General, district attorneys, victims of personal injury crimes, and victims' families to bring civil actions seeking injunctive and other relief whenever an offender engages in any conduct which perpetuates the continuing effect of the crime on the victim. What most people aren't aware of regarding the Silencing Act is that it not only seeks to censor the speech of Pennsylvania prisoners, but that it would also penalize a third party for providing prisoners a speaking platform. The committee counsel of the Pennsylvania House Judiciary Committee explained that the Silencing Act vests broad discretion in courts presiding over such cases, positing that it may even permit a court to stop a third party who is the vessel of offender conduct or speech from delivering it or publishing that information. On November the 10th, 2014, 20 days after the Silencing Act became law, we, the Abu-Jamal plaintiffs, filed a civil complaint under Section 1983 asserting that the Silencing Act is an unlawful restriction of speech in violation of the First Amendment as it is void for vagueness and overbreath. We sought declaratory judgment and permanent injunctive relief, in addition to preliminary injunctive relief sought by motion filed on January 8, 2015. Also on January 8, 2015, plaintiffs in prison legal news simultaneously filed a verified complaint and motion for a preliminary injunction with the court. The prison legal news complaint challenges that the Sentencing Act as an unlawful restraint of speech. The court consolidated the civil actions of Abu-Jamal and prison legal news for purposes of resolving the motions for injunctive relief and defendants' anticipated Rule 12 filings. On January 23, 2015, the defendants, Pennsylvania Attorney General Kathleen Kane, and Philly's District Attorney Seth Williams moved to dismiss both civil actions, asserting that the court lacks subject matter jurisdiction under federal rules to review the case. March 6, 2015 brought us an opening victory to abolish the Silencing Act when the court ruled that both plaintiff groups have standing to maintain this civil action and that the dispute is ripe for adjudication. On March 6, the court ordered that the parties are notified that trial on the merits shall be consolidated with the preliminary injunction hearing and that trial on the merits shall commence on March 30, 2015. It is of uppermost importance that we receive your financial donations at prisonradio.org for our legal challenge to abolish the Silencing Act, because if this law is undefeated in Pennsylvania, it eventually will be enacted in all 50 states of America. We have won the battle. Now help us win the war to abolish the Silencing Act. I am Kerry Shakabuna Marshall, a plaintiff in the case of Mumia Abu-Jamal versus Attorney General Kane, co-founder and editor of the Movement magazine, and prison radio correspondent.
These commentaries are recorded by Noel Hanrahan of Prison Radio.